Yes, good morning to you all. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration again. Just want to bless you for seeking the Lord here, for taking time here to spend time with the Lord in devotion. I do think that that is one of the things that is often our own destruction, and it is the topic that I would like to speak about this morning on the connection that we have with the Father. I had a conversation with someone here recently that told me that God is so outgoing, and it was a term that I don't remember ever hearing about describing God. Of course, we don't read that in that word in the Bible, but I can see by the life of Christ that he is that way. And it also becomes very obvious when you look at creation. Just simply looking at God's creation gives you a picture of God, and just by watching people in general also gives you a picture of God, because we are created, humans were created in God's image. And so by watching, now of course the sin in humans would not be part of God's nature, but just by watching the natural actions of people and the way they relate and the way they relate to life gives us a picture of how God is. But I had to think here. Here it says, we're probably all familiar with the story of Jesus there, and when the woman touched him after having 12 years of a health problem there, she reached and touched him and was healed immediately, and Jesus stopped and he said, "A virtue went out of me." And that word means power, or he said, "Something left me," or "Something went out of me." And I'm reading here in Luke 6, and it says, "The whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all." And I'm just amazed at how it's no wonder Jesus was thronged about at times, and at times had to get in a boat simply to get away from the crowds of people. That was his way of sometimes getting away from the crowds of people. He would climb into a boat and then row out into the water. And that kept the people from just naturally thronging around him, because as long as he was anywhere on land, you know, there was always these people that would want to kind of edge their way up to him, and eventually you have a packed crowd all the way around. And but I had to wonder, we tend to think that Jesus had the power in and of himself. And I'm not sure if how to look at that all, but it's interesting that Jesus continually said that I can do nothing except, he said, I do and say nothing except what is given to me of my Father. Now, whether he could, I'm not sure. I mean, it seems almost like if he is actually the creator of the universe. But I think Jesus put himself in to the limitations of man. And I think there's an important lesson here, that this power that Jesus had did not come from within himself, but it actually came from his constant connection to the Father. And I think that that same power is available for us. That, I mean, it seems ironic that we could have that kind of power, that people could just come up to us and touch us and they would be healed. And I'm not sure, you know, what to say there, but what the point I'm trying to make is I do believe that whatever Jesus had while he walked on the earth was actually a demonstration of what is available to us. And I think that by faith, you know, Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be moved. And, you know, that was a challenge that Jesus gave us. You know, when Jesus says something, it means it's true. And he said when he left for his Father there just before he ascended, he said that all power is given unto me. And then he said, go ye in my name. And then he gave them a list of things to do. So I believe that as we go in the name of Jesus, if we have faith that Jesus Christ actually wants to demonstrate here through our lives the same as he was demonstrating when he was on the earth, I believe those things will come to pass. Most times I believe it is a lack of faith that keeps us from walking and operating in this way. The other thing that I believe that I wanted to talk to you about briefly this morning is sometimes the simplicity of the teachings of Jesus, especially to us who were born and raised hearing these things over and over again, they can actually become almost like a broken record player, so to speak, when something continually rings in our ears with the same monotone ring, it can tend to dull our hearing. And sometimes when you hear something explained in a fresh way, it grabs our attention, it makes sense, and all of a sudden we realize, well, that's actually what Jesus was saying, and I missed it all these years. And one of the things that can happen there is things like in the Ten Commandments and things like Matthew 5 and some of these teachings that we've been hearing, you know, some of us have memorized them back when we went to school, but they're actually the key, one of the reasons that our teachers or, you know, our parents and, you know, the church leaders taught us these verses is because they were the most, you know, one of the most important verses in Scripture. And so it does us well to pursue these things and not miss the meaning behind what is said. You know, Jesus continually said, he has ears to hear, let him hear. And one of the things that I believe is a snare to us is like the verse there where it says, he who seeks to save his life shall lose it. And sometimes we can tend to miss the meaning of that because it's saying he who seeks to save his life shall lose it. We can tend to look at that as, oh, you know, saving your life. Maybe someone is drowning and you're going to seek to save, or maybe you and someone else would be in a water somewhere and you know, you'd have to save your own life in order to, or you'd have to let the other person drown to save your own life. And then we can think of the verse there where Jesus said, greater love has no man than to lay down his own life for his friends. And so we can tend to think that the meaning of the verse is that we would be able to put ourselves in danger to save the other person and risk the chances of us drowning. But I do think it means that, but I would like to also say that it actually comes much closer home. Very few of us ever have that experience, you know, very few, and in a literal way like that. But many of us and all of us have the experiences every day where we protect ourselves at the expense of someone else. I just read a quote this morning that someone made already, and that is that my self-indulgence is someone else's suffering. And what that means is the more we spend with our money and food and clothing and shelter, the less that we will have to give to the needs of the world. And it's just a way of seeking to save our lives. So that is a challenge to me this morning, but it also comes in many areas as far as protecting. It comes in the opening of our hearts. Most times we want, it can come in marriage, it can come in, parents to children and children to parents. But the thing has to do with relationships, and it has to do with opening our hearts first in order for the other person to then feel loved and feel like he can trust us, and then as a response, the other person will open his heart. But the world will tell us today, and even the laws of our land are set up in such a way with everything so tightly protected with lawyers and things that if we aren't careful, we actually will start obeying the law of the land before the simple laws of Jesus Christ. And that's a dangerous way to walk, because then soon we will start to, can't think of the right word to say that, but it's when we take the teachings of Jesus and no longer take them serious. So, for an example, if you own something or let's say you have a property that you're renting out, and most times in today's age they have these leases that are all about protecting the owner and all his rights, and then they want the tenant to sign this lease, and sometimes if we're not careful, we can have things tightened up so much to protect ourselves that it actually makes it difficult for the other person to walk in that. And I have found in my experience that it's much better just to trust someone and risk him taking advantage of us, of me, and then taking that hit, and then out of that the other person sees that I will not basically save my rights or protect myself. And what actually happens there, it the person can then see Jesus through us. And I believe that is a way that has been much lost in the Church of America, is that we have swallowed and gotten caught up with this rights thing, and our message has become so much just theological rather than practical, and people are no longer seeing the love of Jesus, and it's become a concern, and I think it's grieving the heart of Jesus, is that when we no longer see, or when people no longer can feel Jesus Christ in his children, but rather just have to be taught about him through their teachings, but cannot feel the love, I think that grieves the heart of God. And I believe the solution is for us to open our hearts and allow ourselves to be vulnerable, allow ourselves to get hurt time and time again, but then go to the Father, and when that virtue and that power come down from the Father, healing us can then flow out and heal many others. You know, I think that these people were physically healed that Jesus talked about, or that it talks about here in Scripture, but I think there's a way to be emotionally healed that when people come in contact or touch, you know, it says here that they sought to touch him. And we could say that, this is in Luke 6, verse 19, we could say that when people come in contact with us, in other words, when they do business dealings or even wherever, they will not experience healing from us if we are seeking to protect our lives. And that hinders healing, that hinders relationships, it hinders that love that flows out of us. And I believe that there's two key things that we need to consider this morning, and one is our connection to the Father, and number two is just to pull out the plugs and not protect ourselves and just be vulnerable in this, even if it means people taking our goods. I think that that's okay. I don't think we need to protect ourselves in that way. And I think by that, that many people will be healed. Many people will experience true reality of Jesus Christ within us. And so may God bless you.